This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In the state legislature, lawmakers are moving to increase cash payments to families in need through Colorado Works, the state's welfare program. A proposed state law would raise benefits by 10%. The bill also allows people to stay on the program longer in certain cases, such as a single parent with a young child. The average family in the program currently gets about $500 a month. There is disagreement at the state capitol over a bill to require companies that make packaging for food and other items to help cover the costs of recycling. Supporters argue the companies that create what gets thrown away should help pay to deal with it. Opponents say the bill would only mean higher prices for consumers. Recent federal legislation is opening the door to creating a new section of Interstate Highway that would connect I-27 in North Texas to Interstate 25 in Raton in New Mexico near the Colorado border. Raton City Manager Scott Berry says it'll help to have a safer route to I-25.
Generally, for Raton, our economic development plan is built around a lot of traffic on that highway.
Berry also says it'll help expand access to outdoor recreation in the area, along with bringing more opportunities for business, industry, and agriculture. It could be decades before anyone is driving on the new interstate highway. The Denver Broncos will play this fall in London. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The last time the Broncos played at London's Wembley Stadium was in 2010, when they lost to the San Francisco 49ers on Halloween. This October, they'll take on a Jacksonville team that has already played in Europe 8 times, more than any other NFL franchise. Fans who want to watch the game from Denver, though, they'll have to get up early to see it. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 in the morning. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.